Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
I don't have a Costco membership. I've only been in once or twice. But I know, Wally, you have one and you love it.
I'm a big Costco fan. Sometimes I'll just go to look. Just go to browse. What's new here today in bulk, you know?
I think you're not alone in that. There are people who are very passionate about Costco, I guess because you can get such a great deal on things. And they have such a great return policy.
Yes.
But one woman is being accused online of taking advantage of the system. The woman's name is Jackie. And 2 years ago, she bought a couch from Costco. 2 years ago. And set it up in her living room and used it. But eventually, Jackie decided, I don't really like it anymore. And with the Costco being so non-restrictive on returns, she thought she'd try it and see if they'd take the couch back. She had no receipt, and she was honest with them on why she was returning it, and they gave her a full refund.
No way. I mean, I respect the fact that she was honest about it at least. Like, oh, it's just not as cushy as it was. But that's just wrong. Like, your furniture, you know, sometimes you're like, okay, I don't like that style anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you bought it and sell it on, you know, Marketplace and go buy another one. Like, that, I think that's taking advantage of it. Those are the kind of things that eventually everyone's member costs go up if everyone's doing that nonsense.
Well, some people agree with you. Some people don't.
The people that don't are wrong.
The reactions online are mixed. Some are saying Jackie took advantage of Costco's goodness and she's the problem when it comes to stores creating stricter policies on returns. But others are justifying her, saying her actions won't be hurting Costco, that they get money back from manufacturers for returns, and you're already paying an annual membership fee to shop there.
My wife and I were given a gift, and there was no receipt for it. We knew it came from Costco, and so she went to return it. And when she did, they were like, oh, and they weren't fighting her at all. They were just trying to figure it out and the best way to do it. And then the guy goes, oh, because you already have it. And she says, yeah, and we bought it a while ago. He goes, oh, I'll just return it as that then. And here's your return. Like, so easy.
Yeah.
You know, but again, like, the couch thing is, I think, way outside
especially
the bounds.
Especially if you've had it 2 years.
Yes.
Like, that's uncalled for.
I mean, even 2 months. I know, like, places that, like, when you get a mattress and they're like, try it for 90 nights. And if you don't like it, return it. I have a mattress now that I don't love. But I didn't return it after the night. I'm like, I just don't want to be that guy.
That's your fault.
I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to be that guy. So, well, there you go. Enjoy that. I do highly recommend Costco's membership just for the hot dog deal. Like, I can literally take my wife out on date night for $3.50 at Costco.
She got $900 back. That's like 300 hot dogs.
I know. It's amazing. So, it's just... Yeah, food for thought. But they do. I also buy all my like tech gear there. Like I bought my wife like a laptop there. And I bought it there specifically because if my wife at some time opened it was like, this is great, and then goes, oh, I don't like it, I do know I could return it to them.
That's smart.
You know, and they're going to, you know, be great about it. And so there's very few places that have that level of customer service anymore, so it's actually really nice. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I was scrolling through TikTok the other day, and I love when you find, in a place where you don't expect to find a lot of God stuff, when you find stuff like that, and I found this clip from comedian Jeff Foxworthy talking about his faith.
If you got burned by a church, which I did very young in life, all I can tell you this is you didn't get burned by God, you got burned by people. Christians are the worst representatives for what we believe more than anybody else on the planet. It's like when I was doing the Blue Collar Tour and they got Larry the Cable Guy to be the spokesperson for Nutrisystem.
I mean, he's not wrong that, like, there's a documentary like Lord Save Me From Your Followers. You know, a lot of people don't have a problem with Jesus, but they have a problem with how he's being represented, you know, at times. And so I get it. Now, like, I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater and go, like, all Christians are bad. All churches are bad. We get it wrong every day because we get it right a lot.
Yeah.
But it's the times that we get it wrong, it usually gets really noticed, unfortunately, and it's visible. And it hurts people, and it causes them to look away from church. And I think that his statement is very simple. You didn't get burned by God. You got burned by people. People are going to let you down every step of the way in your life. Even the best meaning people, even the people that love you, are not going to always meet your expectations. And so keeping that focus on God and not people, I think is super healthy.
Yeah, and two, maybe you have struggled with this yourself, or maybe you've helped someone who has been struggling with it. I'd love to hear some of those stories of how maybe someone was hurt by the church, but then they found this person that was able to walk with them through that hurt and reintroduce them to faith. Because ultimately, yeah, we're going to get hurt, but faith is where we need to come to, because eventually that's the hole in our heart can only be filled through our faith.
855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to get your perspective on this. You know, did you ever have to help somebody in the wake of them being hurt by the church? And how do you do that? Because that can't be easy either to undo that kind of stuff. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your call now. We're kind of talking about church hurt, and maybe you've had to walk through somebody that was burned by the church, and what does that look like?
I actually have, and it was actually my dad. When I was younger, he got hurt by the church in something that he was doing in his daily life, and the church just kind of pushed him away for it, and me and my siblings and grandparents all had to join together to try and push him back into church.
How were you able to help your dad get back into church?
Really, it was just constantly saying, hey, you should come to church with me this week, or something along that line.
How long did it take for your dad to go back to church with you all?
I think we worked to get him back into church for probably about 5 to 6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a lot of patience and prayer on y'all's part, too, for sure.
And is he thankful for your pushing?
Very. He actually started going back to church, I would say, around 5-6 months ago. And since then, it has been a drastic change in his life.
Oh, well, that's good, man. That's awesome. And it was because you guys were faithful and helped him come to the realization it was something you needed. That's awesome. Well, Devin, we appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you all for having me.
What's your story?
I was really active in the church, doing, you know, children's church, all kinds of things. Our pastor ran away with the secretary, and it just crushed me because I was like, you're the epitome of what church is supposed to be, but I forgot they're human. So I walked away from the church.
You know, you mentioned like, you're like, oh, you're supposed to be the epitome of what faith looks like. And the reality is him messing up is kind of the epitome of church, because church is filled with broken people. We put a higher standard on the pastors, and I think they are called to live, you know, a blameless life, or as blameless as you humanly can. But the reality is church is made up of people, and it's broken people who bring their mess. We're just kind of good at hiding it. I remember Mark Hall from Casting Crowns one time telling me, people don't hate Christians because they mess up. They hate Christians because they mess up and pretend like they don't. And I was like, that's a real good point.
Yeah, that's a great statement.
Well, Jody, we appreciate you being on the show with us today and sharing your story. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you, so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Newsish is one part news and one part ish.
This is what I use. I don't use my brain. I use my mouth.
It's right there in the title. It's the Wally Show.
Gavin, do you mind doing me a favor? Take your headphones off and your hat off for a second. Because I know you just got, I know you just got a haircut, and I wanted to see if you got a Kelsey haircut or not.
Sure.
Because like a lot of people apparently are doing that. Team Swellsy is in full effect, and it's out of control, honestly.
What is a Kelsey cut?
A Kelsey cut is Travis Kelsey. It's getting the high fade that Travis gets.
Yeah, like an inch above the ears, and then you kind of just have a very simple top. Like, yeah. There's nothing crazy going on.
It's just a three-blade shave on the top and bald on the sides. Like, that's it.
Like, but a guy's haircut.
People are going nuts about it. It's like kind of a military haircut, yeah. You know? So I guess, like, Travis Kelce for the Chiefs is going into battle or something like that. But there's a lot more to Travis's haircut than you might imagine.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, we're getting into everything with this. This Taylor Swift thing has gone crazy. Because we would never be talking about Travis's hair if it wasn't for him dating Tay-Sway. So, you know, we were all worried about her getting back from Japan to watch Kelce play. And now we're going to focus on the haircut. Kelce met his barber, Patrick, 6 years ago. It's another love story in the making. It's a love story, baby.
I've got a barber that I go to every time. And, yeah. Like, it's a relationship that I think is very meaningful.
Oh, yeah. Like, I go to Dana and, like that's, I mean, I don't go to anybody else. You have your girl, right, Rock?
Uh-huh.
You don't trade. So, If you have somebody that you like, I get it. But this is next level. So he meets him 6 years ago when Kelce is in the off-season training. And he contacted the guy and was like, hey, I got practice and stuff today. Can you come cut my hair at 6 a.m.? And the guy's like, well, I don't open until 10, but let's do this. And so he Kelce was like impressed by that, which, yeah, that's good. That's good service. And so they become like friends, and he cuts his hair now, and so he cut his hair all that summer, and this is what's crazy, though. Every week, Kelce flies him out to Kansas City.
Flies him out?
Yeah, for a haircut. Like, that's how you know you are money.
That's stupid.
When you can fly somebody out
anybody
to cut your hair.
Anybody can do your cut.
No.
It's not that hard.
No, she has a great point. This is a $6 Great Clips haircut, man. Like, there's nothing to this. But people are going to their barbers and asking for the Kelce cut because everybody wants it.
And it's like he is flying him out, so I'm sure that he probably flies him out, probably pays him pretty well that haircut.
For that $6 haircut.
That guy probably gets like a nice, you know, a night in a hotel, some good food. He treats him well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great for him, and it's good. But, I mean, that's just the tax bracket you are in when you can fly somebody out every week to cut your hair.
I hope, though, that Taylor Swift's fans, like, they're the same people that are saying the ozone layer is going up in smoke. I hope they realize the paradox that is them flying back and forth.
Doesn't matter now because this is for love. You know, he says, Patrick, the guy who cuts his hair, says it comes with some perks. Like, I get to meet Taylor Swift and go to the Super Bowl because he cut his hair last year before the game. And so he'll be there again cutting his hair as they take on the 49ers, I believe.
Job.
Thank you very much, Jay Sports. All right, there you go. So we'll keep you updated. If there's any updates or changes in the haircut schedule, we'll let you know. You'll be the first to hear about it here. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and that is Austin French. And Gavin had done a TMI about Austin French when he was younger, kind of going through a little bit of church hurt, and his mom then playing the radio in the car, and him hearing a song by Casting Crowns, this song here, actually.
And if we are the body, why aren't his feet going?
And that made an imprint on him, right, Gavin?
Yeah, he kind of heard that song, kind of heard the idea of, you know, the Christian body, the body of Christ, and was really inspired to kind of go from being hurt by the church to caring about the church and wanting to make music to impact people.
And that's what he did, and you know, and he still does every day, which I think is a really cool story. So you never know how a song is going to impact somebody. I mean, that's why we pick the songs we pick, because they matter, they make a difference. And so I got this email from a lady, said, hey, I want to thank you guys at WayFM for being there for me. This morning you played Mercy Me's song, Even If, which is a fantastic song. She said, it brought me back to a few years ago. I struggled with fertility, and that song helped me through that. At that time, I was starting to think I would never be able to become a mom. Well, this morning, I listened to that song with my two daughters in the back seat. God is good, and I'm blessed. Thank you for everything that you do. You know, and it just, it's kind of a cool thing, because we hear these stories all the time. Like, if we're in support drive especially, we hear people talking about how they look in the back seat and they just see their kids singing along,
uh-huh.
and it melts them, you know, and it's because they know that it's the words of Jesus getting into their kids.
Yeah, and whether you want it to or not, some song is going to get stuck in their heads, and you want it to be the good ones.
Absolutely, because they are always listening. And so that's what we kind of wanted to talk about today is, like, what was that moment you watched your kid singing the songs that you play for them, and it kind of melted you? You know, you're like, I'm actually getting this right. I'm doing something right here, you know? I don't know what the story could be. I mean, it was one of those things I've heard people talking about coming home from family court where they've just had drama, you know, and then, you know, hearing a song like Maverick City. And leaving that difficult situation and then looking in the back and seeing kids singing, like, is altering, you know? And so we'd love to hear your story right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that moment that you watched your kids sing one of the songs that we play here on WAY-FM and it just kind of melted you? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What was a moment that you watched your kids sing along with the radio and it just kind of melted you?
All right. Well, I have a couple of moments. One that's super important to us is the song Gratitude by Brandon Lake, because my little 4-year-old and my 9-year-old daughter, Isaac and Maya, they absolutely lift their hands and worship the Lord. And it just moves us every time. Just talking about it makes me a little bit teary. But most recently, I have to say, my husband put a concert, Red Rock, I want to say it's called, in the canyon with Phil Wickham and Brandon Lake. It was late at night. He's watching it on TV, and I'm in mom mode, and I am thinking, no way, we're not doing this at 10 o'clock at night. But we have a moment of worship where my son, my little 4-year-old, he hears Battle Belongs to You, and he literally got on his knees and raised up his hands to the Lord, and it just melted our hearts. Every morning before we go to school, they're listening to you guys. We listen to the Wally Show. They go into school, like, with their hands lifted up, listening to you. So thank you every day. You're on in our car.
Oh, well, you're the best, Chantel. I hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
And I hope some of the dumb things we say haven't damaged them, you know?
No way. We crack up at those, too. It's all worth it. Thank you.
So, Jamie, what was the time you watched your kids sing along, and, like, how did that melt your heart and why?
Hi. So I was going through a really rough patch with my husband in 2010, and so we were separated, and my 3-year-old, she would see me crying, and she would say, Mommy, play Jesus music. And so I would put on WAY-FM, and I saw her just singing God's Not Dead, and she just ministered to me at that time. It was so meaningful. It was so life-changing. And we actually ended up reconciling. We went through marriage counseling through the church, and it really saved our marriage.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I'm happy for you guys and your family, for sure. But I love how kids are so simplistic. And even at 3, like, she knew what was good for you. But she only knew that because you put it in front of her and taught her that, you know, and she was able just to remind you of God's faithfulness in the tough time because you had a lot going on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for everything you guys do. I mean, it's amazing, and it really has changed our family.
Does that ever happen to you?
Yes. I listen to WAY-FM morning, noon, and night. If we were in the car, we were listening. And it started when I was deep in a battle of depression, and I was relying on it for its uplifting music. And I wasn't really thinking about my children listening. They were just kind of backseat sing-alongers until my 2-year-old, when Tasha Layton came on Into the Sea, and my 2-year-old started singing, It's Gotta Be Okay, in his cute little 2-year-old voice. And I realized it was impacting more than just me and uplifting more than just me. And now they both 2 and 5, now 3 and 5, sing along to most every song. And we're all smiling and we're all happy, and it's really great.
I can imagine that it helped you by seeing it be good for them too, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's actually why I started doing a monthly donation to WAY-FM, because of the positive impact that the music has on my children.
Well, man, thank you so much for your support. I love that, because we can't do this without people like you. And so that's the reason for doing it for you. And maybe somebody else finds that same reason and wants to help out today. today. So thank you so, so much. You're the best.
Yes, thank you for everything.
Well, there you go. That was Tasha's reason. So if it's ever meant anything to you and you wanted to help out, just text the word GIVE to 91979 and you could jump in now. Have you ever been in a place like that where, you know, you watched your kids singing and it just melted your heart?
Yes, absolutely. Multiple times, actually. But the very first time I noticed it, I heard him singing. My son is 6 years old. He has autism. And I listen to Christian radio very often in the vehicle. But we weren't in the car at the time. And he started humming the song. And I recognized it. And I was like, oh, baby, you're singing the songs. And that actually sparked for me to start talking to him about God and Jesus. And it's been a long, long time since our family had gone to church. But because of that instance, we started going to church in November this past year. And him and my three-year-old actually both love to go to church every week.
Well, there you go. That is awesome, Samantha. I appreciate you taking the time and sharing your story today.
Thank you.
See, there's a method to this madness. You know, sometimes people find faith here at WayFM. Other times people reconnect with their faith, and it all has music as that common denominator, which is so great. And I love when we get to hear these stories and share them with you because, you know, people that support this ministry are the whole reason that these stories even exist. So if you support WayFM currently, thank you so, so much. If you don't yet and you'd like to, you go, hey, I'm in. That sounds like a good thing. You can text the word GIVE to 91979 and we'll send you a link. Betty, what is the first thing that comes to mind when I say the word angel?
Me!
Not where I was actually going. I was thinking of the movie Ordinary Angels with Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. It's a story of a normal person who wasn't perfect, but they chose to be an angel for a family in need.
And if you've ever experienced the life-changing kindness of a neighbor or maybe even a stranger, WayFM wants to give you a chance to honor them in an extraordinary way by giving you a chance to share your story with us.
And just for sharing their story, you'll get a chance to win tickets to see the movie Ordinary Angels when it's released on February 23rd.
Plus, this person that you're nominating is going to be entered into our Ordinary Angels grand prize drawing. And get this, they could win $2,500 as just a thank you for what they do for others.
So text ANGEL to 91979 to share your story and nominate your Ordinary Angel.
Then tune into The Wally Show each morning beginning February 19th to see if you are our daily winner.
Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Gavin.
Calling 911 should always be something you do in the case of an absolute emergency. But I know that sometimes, let's say kids accidentally get a hold of a phone, they hit the emergency button, they call. I've seen stories where they reprimand kids and families for that. And then I've also seen, I remember a story of a boy who called 911 to help him with a math problem.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of were like, oh, that's a...
Slow day. We'll help you.
We'll help you. That's super cool. But there is one 911 dispatch office in Atlanta that has been dealing with just some nonsense lately. And they actually released a couple of the calls that they've gotten. And I think that I don't know whether I would be mad in that scenario or if I don't know how they don't just hang up. So here's a little bit of what they've been dealing with.
You trying to move pillows from one couch to another couch?
Yeah. Fire and rescue don't provide those type of services. I'm sorry.
This is 911. What's the address of your emergency?
Yeah, you don't know what this score is, do you?
To what game? What game you trying to watch?
Oh, my goodness. The fact that she even was like, to what game? I'll let you know. Like, that's lunacy.
I don't know if that's just a slow... you know, office day for them where they don't just hang. I don't know how you don't just hang up immediately, but they are reporting that, you know, that these types of calls do in fact get in the way of
emergency calls. Right.
And they want to put that out there, and they're trying to get this out there that they want more people to be aware that this is an absolute emergency line versus something silly like this.
Yeah, I think that people, like, I don't know if they're just lonely or if they don't think, like, the concept of asking you to help them move pillows, you know, when somebody could really need to be getting through for an emergency is unfathomable to me.
But what if they have a crick in their neck?
Right.
And that crick is keeping them from eating. I'm not sure how, but it does.
No, okay.
And the only way that it'll help is if they can move the pillows on the couch.
Okay.
Do you, I mean, that's an
call
emergency.
A moving company.
There you
that's
go.
A moving company.
Co- much
question.
Better.
Yeah, yeah. So,
a lot of trouble. Sometimes think, they don't answer.
I think it's understandable from a kid's perspective.
Sure.
Kids,
but adults.
They don't know any better. Yeah, we should know better.
We should all know better. We've been taught 911 is for emergencies, not for, you know, silly things. I could not be a 911 operator because things like that would infuriate me and I would hang up and not be as nice, you know?
Do you think you'd hang up or do you think that you would try to reprimand them?
Oh, I'd reprimand first.
You're good at conflict.
Yeah, it's a gift. Spiritual
but you
gift.
You also like talking to people.
That so is true,
I
too.
I think you'd be fine.
Yeah, that
They'd
is true.
They'd be like,
true.
Sir, you need to get off the phone. Like the person on the other end wants to get off the phone. You're like, no, let's talk some more.
Yeah, that would be great is you just kind of like when scammers call you. I try to keep scammers on the phone for a long time because I just think it's funny. You know, because you're like wasting their time and you know it's not going to pan out. And so, yeah, that'd be funny to go the opposite route and just see how long you could hold them on there. Could you do this job, Brock? Could you be a dispatcher?
I couldn't stay calm under pressure. I would melt. Like
Gavin?
If someone called me in a bad situation.
I'd hear one, you know, horrendous event and I'd tingle.
he
I would
just
not
passes
be there.
Out.
Yeah.
He goes out. All right, that's going to do it for your news for this hour. Thank you, Gavin.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to play a little round of famous ages. Now, you can win a prize here, but you've got to be paying attention, and you got to hear both segments, okay? So, commit to that right now. Going to need you to do that. Here's the deal. We try to stump each other with the ages of different well-known people and personalities and celebrities. When their age is actually revealed, write that number down. If you can add all the ages together, you will win a prize. I'm going to go first today because Betty always accuses me of different ways to try and alter the outcome of this game. I am putting up somebody that came up on my phone yesterday at random. I started doing... my Amazon Music account, like where it will generate things for you. Cause I always just play my own songs I've downloaded. Mm. I'm like, all right, let's check this out. What's it think I like? And
Taylor Swift?
No, thank the Lord. I got two Dolly Parton songs so that
awesome.
Came up yesterday. But Marshall Mathers popped up there. So I'm putting up Marshall Mathers.
Eminem?
Nice! Rock! Okay.
Wow. I would have never known that.
Really?
I didn't know that was his name.
Yeah, his real name is Marshall Mathers. Nicely done, Rock.
Thank
although you,
Betty.
You helped out Gavin there.
How old is he?
Well, that's the question on the table, Gavin. I wonder how old he is. Can you help me with that? Can you tell me how old he is? Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Betty's ready. Yeah. Gavin, we'll start with you since
I'm
you're the most
first?
Perplexed. Yes.
Let's go with 39.
39, Marshall Mathers.
I said 43.
Ooh. 43. Well, let me just tell you this. Gavin is going to be out of this game probably. In one guess,
about?
He probably just took himself out. Marshall Mathers, Eminem, a.k.a. Eminem. 51.
No way.
I know. Look at Betty's face.
Dang.
That was huge. I had no idea. I thought he was
Eminem
in his...
Eminem is 51?
I thought like Betty early 40s, but he's 51.
He clearly dyes his beard.
Oh, yeah.
Because his beard is like jet black.
Yeah.
Like there's no way.
There you go. That was actually a good move for me.
Good job.
I very rarely do that well early on in this game. But okay, so write that down. That was round number one. You got to write down 51 for Marshall Mathers. Now... We're going to get Betty's and Gavin's here in 10 minutes, and then be listening because you can add their ages when they're revealed to 51. You get them all right. You can do some math. You can win a prize. We'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show with Famous Ages. Gavin, we're going to start with you. Who are you putting up?
All right. I've been watching a little bit of Karate Kid lately.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We're just going to go for the main character. We're going to go with
Daniel Russo?
Ralph Macchio.
Yes. Daniel Russo. Ralph Macchio. How old is he? I loved Karate Kid.
I did too.
When I was a kid, it was great. There was a lot of them. Now they have Cobra Kai. All right, I got my guess.
I've never seen the movie, and no, I don't think I'm missing out on anything.
Oh, you are.
I would go with 52. I have 52? No idea.
I always try to remember if I watched something if I was around the age of the person that I watched when I was a kid. I wanted to think that Daniel was around my age. I said 56.
Okay, so 50.
Gavin seems pretty confident in this. Like,
no, I'm not like,
okay.
I'm not over the top
okay.
confident.
All right.
But he is 62
oh,
years old.
Oh, wow.
A lot older than we thought.
That affected me. Betty sitting at 18, Gavin at 12, and me at 6. So now Gavin can get no more points. against it. Oh, no, no, he can. That's right. Here we go.
I can. I
got a shot at winning
over.
This.
It's not over, but you are in the lead.
I am in the lead. Betty Rock, who are you putting up?
All right, I'm putting up the one.
Oh, no.
The only Engelbert
Humperdinck. Yes! Wait a moment. Nice. Woo! Nice. Do you know what Engelbert Humperdinck's real name is?
No, what?
Marshall Mathers.
No, it's not.
That's actually one of the first people I give you a hint. Wow. Quando. It's a win. I wonder. Boy, Betty, this is a tough one, Rock. This is a tough one.
I remember not knowing who this was.
Yeah.
And then you guys have mentioned him in the past.
Yeah.
He's old.
Okay.
Really old.
Yeah, I didn't. Full disclosure, I didn't think he was still alive.
Fair.
All right, I have my guess down, and I don't think it's a good one. But here we go.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, 92.
Okay.
Because I know my parents loved Engelbert Humperdinck, and so my mom is around 83, and I figured he was older than her. So, Gavin,
I thought old. I went with 90.
90. All right, Betty Rock.
Well, you both shot over. He's only 87.
No, what? Really? But I still think this is good for
me. Let's see. Type the numbers.
Yes. Oh. Wally in with the win today. Nicely done me. No one cheers except me. Unbelievable. No one's ever happy for me when I win anything. All right. So there you go. Ralph Macchio. Wax on, wax off. Karate Kid. Engelbert Humperdinck, and then the first one, I even mentioned who it was, so that'll give you a little hint that I put up. So if you can add all of their ages together, you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Allison, thank you for joining us for Famous Ages. Now, did you hear both segments?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good, because that's important because you've got to get all three of these answers right. So, Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem, Ralph Macchio, and Engelbert Humperdinck, how old were all of their real ages, their actual ages, when combined together?
200,
right on the money, is what you are as well. Right on the money. Woo! Nicely done. Now, did you know who Engelbert Humperdinck was?
No.
Okay, Gavin had no idea either. Did you know who Ralph Macchio was?
Yes.
There you go. A little Karate Kid action. Okay.
At this point, we like to guess your age. Do you have a question, okay, Wally? A leading question?
Yes. What was your senior song in high school?
I think it was the theme song from Dirty Dancing.
The I've Had the Time of My Life song?
Yes.
Okay.
That was released back in the 80s.
That's a tough qualifier because it's an old song, but it was in that movie. But then people have been playing that one for years, too.
Yeah, but so. It sounds pretty dated if you played it these days.
No, so maybe so. I don't know. I think it's timeless.
I'm going to guess that Allison is 41.
41 for the 80s, graduating high school. See, I graduated high school in the 80s as well, 86, actually. What year did you graduate, Allison?
You can't ask her that. Don't answer.
I'm going to put you at a wonderful young 49.
Okay, Betty's exactly right. I'm 41.
Hey!
Nicely done, Rock. Holy cow.
So that means you graduated in 99?
In 2000.
In 2000, and that was your song for high school? Holy cow. Well, Allison, you figured it all out, and you are a winner today on Famous Ages. And thanks for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it on The Rock Report.
Have you ever watched a movie or TV show and it helped you make a big life decision?
That's the case for these people. I found an article where people talked about the TV shows and movies that changed them.
Really?
And some of them are surprising. For example, this first one, Star Trek. Someone said Star Trek changed their future because they said, unlike most sci-fi, it actually depicted the future Earth in a positive light and not as a dystopian nightmare.
Oh, that's interesting.
So thanks to technology, there was no more poverty, hunger, or homelessness, and it helped me pursue a career in technology to help usher in that better future.
Wow, that is a big change all off of a bad 60s show.
Another one was the Disney film Ratatouille.
Really?
Someone said, I grew up always terrified of the kitchen, but Ratatouille taught me anyone can cook, so I was inspired to learn how to.
Oh, that's funny. I love that. These are the things you don't really think of, the levels or the layers of people that something connects with them on.
Yeah, exactly. And then Bluey. This is Gavin's favorite show that's meant for kids. But a mom, she said, as a mother, I constantly worry about my daughter reaching milestones and wondering if I'm doing enough. The episode Baby Race reminded me that it's not about whose baby is crawling first or walking first. We're all on our own journey, and I am enough.
Wow, that's depth from Bluey there. Bluey's great. Bluey works on so many levels that, like, it's fun for kids and stuff, but it obviously lands with parents too, which I love.
Yeah, so it just goes to show that you need to watch what you're watching. What you're watching, because you never know how it could be changing your life for the better.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, if I've ever had anything that altered me like that, like a movie or a TV show.
There was this show a while back. It was a documentary style Zac Efron thing where he was going around learning about, like green oriented stuff.
Sure.
And it did help me realize, like, okay, like, I can at least do my part in certain circumstances, whether it is recycling or, the value of drinking water in life. Mm-hmm. It changed me and, like, made me drink a lot more water after that.
Most of the things that I feel like are going to change me in a movie are very short-lived. Like, watch something and be like, oh, that's fun, let's try that. And then, like, it's a week, or something like that. I saw this one movie, I can't remember what it was, and the guy was able to disarm somebody real quickly, and it made me go, Krav Maga might be for me.
Is it Denzel Washington? Where kind
of, yes, and he does it so fast, The Equalizer 3.
He's like 70 years old when he does it,
too. And I thought, wow, if he could do that, I could do that, too. And so I've signed up for Krav Maga classes.
Do you notice the difference, though, in, like, what Gavin was saying about Zac Efron's show? He didn't say, I saw Zac Efron, and I saw him shirtless, and I thought, I could be just as buff.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
Whereas you watch Denzel Washington, and everything is computer animated, and you're like,
oh, no.
Krav Maga, I can do this.
I could do this. I think I could.
You have way too much faith in yourself.
I do. Actually, I do. I do not know my own limits. And so, we'll see how this goes. I know if I take, like, self-defense class, I want them to be offense class, though. Instead of defense, I want to go on the offense.
Self-offense.
Self-offense class. I wish they had those. Maybe I'll start that. Maybe I'll go to self-defense class, and I'll turn it into self-offense class, and I'll thank Denzel Washington for it. We've come full circle. There you go. Thank you so much, Lady Rock, for your inspiration. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently I realized just how different my wife and I are when it comes to certain things. And I think it's gender related more so than just our personalities. She was making this bread pudding out of Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh. So good. Gavin, you liked it, right?
I mean, I probably had, three servings?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That was three too many.
So the instructions were to cut each donut into six pieces. And so my wife has, like, little tiny kitchen scissors that she uses. And so that was her plan. I'm going to cut them into six pieces with kitchen scissors. I'm like, it's one way to go about it. Seems like you're bringing a knife to a gunfight, but okay. I have a giant pizza cutter that I made.
Perfect application.
That's what I thought. You could lay out three of them because this thing is so big.
Exactly.
And you go one, two, three, four, and, like, knock it all out, and, like, so much faster.
Yeah, you don't want to limit a pizza cutter to just
pizza. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I'm like, yeah, let's use this thing because we don't use it on pizza enough, in my opinion. Uh-huh. And so I was, like, all in. And it just did not register with her. She's like, why? The scissors are enough. I'm like, is enough enough? No, well, it is not.
Especially if you're not cleaning up your mess, if you're making more of a mess, and then it's just something more that she has to clean up for no good reason.
Still not the point. The point
that
is...
That is the point.
No, the point is you have this giant knife, in essence, that you could use to cut donuts. Why would you not at least give it a shot?
No woman cares about a knife.
I don't understand this.
It'd be way more efficient.
If I had a sword, I would have cut them with a sword. Like, every year when we, if we go and we see my sister and brother-in-law, my brother-in-law cuts a watermelon, and we all take turns cutting the watermelon. Do you know what we cut it with? Like a 17th century broadsword, and it is awesome.
Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, do we need to? Absolutely not. We don't need to.
That's not the point.
But it's great, I know. And so guys tend to two-man tailor up things. Like, we definitely go all in and overboard, I think. You know, I think it's just a difference in gender. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'd love to hear your story. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever caught your husband or your boyfriend like really going all in and over-engineering something, going way farther than it needed to? You're like, it just needs this, but they had to go and do this. You know, I'd love to hear your story. It might make my wife feel better that she didn't marry a lunatic, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Is that the case for you and your husband?
Absolutely. It doesn't happen often, but when we bought our new house, it was this hideous purplish, I don't even know what color it is. I just wanted the kitchen painted. And he turned it into this whole project where he was going to buy wainscoting and we were going to add it to the ceiling and made these decorative pieces and backsplash. I didn't want any of that done. I just wanted the kitchen painted. Consequently, it never got done.
Oh, he didn't never finish it?
Never even started it.
Oh, well, that's probably because of your attitude. Like, you weren't excited about it, so he's like, why am I going to do this? So has your husband ever overdone something?
So my kids wanted a swing set when they were like 7 and 8 years old. So he built it out of leftover 16-foot light poles.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Light poles? That sounds a bit over the top.
It'll never fall?
Well, it did not fall. It did result in broken bones.
Well, yeah, your kids need to be tougher than the light pole. That was another lesson he taught them. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. If I was logged into the prayer wall right now, I would put Betty on there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, she's struggling today.
I am.
She doesn't feel good. She came in and she's been fighting through it.
No, I there's some kind of, I don't know what it is. I've got... How can I make this much mucus is beyond me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, and you're so little, and there's, well...
And I'm just tired of it.
I know. I understand.
I feel like this is like the third time I've gotten sick in like
your
a
immune
very
system
short
is
amount of time.
Not letting you take a break.
I know.
So, I've been seeing a holistic doctor. And
that's the problem. Right there.
I don't know.
Right there.
I don't know. I'm questioning things.
You should be questioning things. Hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you stick cotton balls on the top of your head and hop up and down and spin around while you say this? And then, yeah, no wonder it's not working.
She doesn't tell me that, but she does put me on this detoxifying powder that makes my stomach kind of queasy. It's just part of the process, yeah. You know? I don't know. I just want to go home.
I think you used to get less sick before you started.
I do too. I do. You never were sick before, you know?
I don't know. Don't say that. I spend way too much money.
Well, you know what? We could all join together and put Betty on the prayer wall, post a prayer request for her.
Please.
Or you could do yours for like a real thing. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I don't even have the energy. I'm fine.
That's so wrong.
Totally kidding. But I did. There was one that was, in all seriousness, like, my anxiety is really bad today. Please pray for me. It gets so bad I can't move, you know? And if you've ever struggled in that world, you understand this, and you could imagine why going throughout your day when you're just making it, and then all of a sudden you'll get a notification that says, ding, somebody prayed for you, ding, somebody prayed for you. That's one of those things when you're in a long battle that can really help carry you through. And so that's why we love the prayer wall. You can be part of it. You can post prayer requests. You can pray for people. I love when people do both. Hey, I have a need. I'm going to post a prayer request. But spend a second and go through some things and see if there's somebody that doesn't resonate with you. And you could be part of encouraging them. It's a really great feature of the prayer wall. We'd love to have you get involved with it today. And if you need to post something, you can do that by texting the word pray to 91979, and we will send you a link. Or same thing, if you want to, you know, pray for somebody on there and you don't know how to do it, just hit the word or text the word pray to 91979.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.